This podcast is sponsored by BT, because BT means business. Whatever business you're in, BT's got your back, with reliable connectivity to keep you connected as you grow. Search BT's got your back.
This is the Times afternoon briefing on Monday, the 18th of October. The Speaker of the House of Commons is urging all MPs to make use of the security measures available to them following the death of Sir David Amis. Sir Lindsay Hoyle says some politicians aren't taking them up. He believes it's essential they're all protected equally.
It's about consistency across constituencies, using the police force in the same way, that we get the same measures, that one MP is not treated differently than another in the sense that one police force may be already covering surgeries, but others are not. But in the end, MPs have also got to realise they've got to take their safety seriously.
Jo Cox's widower says it's very important that questions are asked about MP security after Sir David Amis was killed in such a similar way to his wife. Speaking to Times Radio Breakfast, Brendan Cox said the toxic language around politics can create a scenario where violence is the logical outcome.
I've never kissed a Tory. I don't have any friends that are Tories. That sort of stuff coming from the left, but you also have it from the right. Almost a celebration of that political segregation. I think we absolutely have to challenge, and linked to that, we have to stop dehumanising our opponents.
Meanwhile, police have arrested a man on suspicion of sending a death threat to Labour MP Chris Bryant. The Rhondda MP has said the level of vitriol is higher than he's known it in his 20 years in Parliament. Proof of full COVID vaccination is now required to enter nightclubs and large events in Scotland. The measures technically came into effect at the start of October, but an 18-day grace period was announced following a backlash from affected industries and significant problems with the app. Chief Executive of the Nighttime Industries Association, Mike Kill, has told Times Radio the two-week bedding-in process hasn't filled him with confidence.
A lot of people still are not coming in with COVID passports and haven't downloaded the app, but also the other end of the stick is that people have voting with their feet and deciding to not come out. So we are seeing a drop in trade. Obviously, as you can appreciate, this weekend is going to be the real marker on exactly what the impact will be. It's going to be an interesting couple of weeks.
At least 27 people have died in flash floods in India's Kerala state. Five children are among those who've been killed. At least 12 people have been reported missing. The Indian military has joined the rescue efforts. Ford is to invest £230 million in its Halewood factory on Merseyside to start the production of components for electric cars. The move will safeguard 500 jobs and will make the plant the first of Ford's plants in Europe to start producing parts for electric vehicles. Graham Ruddick is the Times deputy business editor.
It's a sign that the UK's got a skilled workforce. The UK government is also doing a good job, I think, promoting the country as a place for car makers to focus on electric vehicles. You've seen Nissan make investments as well. There's other projects in terms of gigafactories, which are the plants that make the batteries. The more and more these investments are announced, they'll encourage more companies to do the same and follow suit.
You can hear more on these stories throughout the day on Times Radio.